Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Hi, everybody. It's going to be a busy couple of hours. If you've got the time to be with us today, we will have President Obama's jobs address later. New Jersey State Senator Loretta Weinberg on the gay marriage bill passing in committee last night, as you just heard from Bob Henley. Trenton may not be the same as Albany on this one. We even have Elizabeth Weil, who wrote that New York Times Magazine cover story on marriage therapy this weekend. You know you couldn't resist reading it, right? Maybe she'll scare the gay and lesbian lovebirds off the marriage equality campaign and onto something safer. Who knows? But first, being released right now, our new national score analyses on math for fourth and eighth graders in the nation's cities. NYU education expert Diane Ravitch, a former assistant U.S. Secretary of Education, has had a peek at a sampling of these numbers for New York, and they appear to be decidedly mixed. She joins us now. Dr. Ravitch, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Give us the context here. This is just fourth and eighth grade math, but comparing cities, urban areas across the country?
Right. This is the National Assessment of Educational Progress. It's a federal agency. I served on its board for 7 years, so they send me an embargoed copy the day ahead of time, so I've had a chance to digest the numbers, and it's a mixed picture for New York City. The bottom line is there was no progress made from 2007 to 2009. In math. This is math only, not reading. But New York City has seen significant improvement in both fourth and eighth grades over the past 6 years, from 2003 to 2009, in both fourth and eighth grade.
And this is the highly touted achievement of the Bloomberg administration to ask the mayor. Test scores in these categories did go up over that period of time, as you say, from, you know, dismal to seriously improving, if we just look at the state numbers. Do these numbers contradict that claim in any way to you?
Well, they do contradict the claim because the state numbers are basically fraudulent. The state tests have been so dumbed down, or not the test, the scoring of the test has been reduced so that to produce dramatic gains, so that you have like close to 90% of the kids declared proficient by the state. But that's not, of course, what the federal numbers show. The federal numbers show, for example, in eighth grade that 40% of the eighth graders in math are below basic, which is low as you can go. And that puts New York City not very well up there. We're way behind cities like Austin, Charlotte, Houston, San Diego, Boston, Miami. We're even below Jefferson County, Kentucky, which is being tested this year for the first time. But that's a bad number to have 40% of the eighth graders not even basic in mathematics. The fourth graders do better. But I think the important point here is we've seen no progress from 07 to 09. And the other thing that comes out in the assessment, and this is based on scientific samples. It's like a poll. There's some margin of error, but these are generally considered to be the tests are considered the gold standard of testing and education. There's been no reduction of the achievement gap. And you know, Mayor Bloomberg went to Congress a couple of years ago and said that New York City had cut the achievement gap in half. But it turns out that's not true. The achievement gap hasn't changed at all in the last 6 years.
Let me linger on that for a minute. Flat overall since 2003, the difference between blacks and Latinos compared to whites. And if anything,
right,
as I'm looking at this, the gap for Latinos on eighth grade math seems to have gone up here from about a 25-point gap to more than 30. Are you reading it that way?
Yes, it's 35. And, you know, what they also say is these are not significant changes, but I think the general range, the trend line is very clear that, and for both blacks and Latinos, the achievement gap seemed to be shrinking in 2005 and 7, but then by 2009 it was back to what it had been in 2003. So I think that what it's fair to say, looking at these numbers, that there has been no change in the achievement gap. There's been improvement over the six-year period, none in the last 2 years. And, you know, I think Chancellor Klein will no doubt feel some take satisfaction in the long term. But what troubles me is that he's closing schools based on one-year changes in test scores. They rate scores an F or a D if their scores are flat. So the scores here are flat for two straight years, 2007 to 2009. And you'd have to say if you use their accountability methods, that the city would get an F if they were judging themselves.
So,
and we would have to change the management.
You'd have to shut the whole system.
Right, so shut the whole system down.
What's the policy ramification then if you were advising Mayor Bloomberg and Chancellor Klein?
Well, you know, I think what you'll hear from him later when he has his press conferences, these are great numbers. And they'll simply ignore the fact that there was no improvement in the last 2 years and that the achievement gap didn't change at all. What they'll focus on is the long term, which is from 2003 to 2009, there were improvements. And New York City, I mean, what we forget about it, you introduced this topic by saying New York City had dismal performance before. But when the NAEP testing started, this is the national assessment, when the testing started in 2002 and 2003, New York City was already one of the top tier cities because we're comparing ourselves to cities like Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Cleveland, Chicago. I mean, Chicago, they're really dismal. They're, and the superintendent of Chicago is now setting the national agenda based on his own experience, which has not been all that successful.
Mm. Before you go, one last thing. You've said, as many people say, that the NAEP, this national assessment, is the gold standard in standardized tests. I have two kids in the New York City public schools for years. And I remember doing, you know, having them do lots of test prep in school for the New York State test. I don't remember anybody ever taking the NAEP. Do kids actually take this gold standard national test?
Sure. There's a sample. It's scientifically derived to make sure that nobody can play with it. And they select a broad cross-section of kids from each of these cities and from every state. And the scores, what they provide is a trend line. And, you know, there's no stakes attached to them, unlike the state test where schools are being closed on the basis of
right.
The state test. The NAEP test is just informational. It says, look, here's how you're doing. And I think that's, frankly, it's more valuable. It's much better to have a test that you can't do test prep for because test prep corrupts testing. And this is what we've seen with the state tests. The state tests have been totally corrupted. The results of them are completely unreliable. And even Merrill Tisch and David Steiner, the chairman of the Regents and the new state commissioner, they acknowledge that the state testing system is broken. So anytime anyone cites those state statistics, just ignore them because they're not useful.
And now we just have 15 seconds left, but I hear that the Obama administration is trying to encourage states to, in effect, match their state tests to the NAEP. Is that correct?
Well, you know, so long as you have a state test that is going to be used for high stakes and that kids can be test prepped for, it's going to corrupt the measure.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the nature of social science.
Right. Diane Ravitch, research professor of education at NYU. She was an assistant secretary of education in the first President Bush's administration. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.